everyone, and welcome to Comfy Club, an excuse for two best friends to talk about video games. Today, we're gonna talk about the long-awaited Stardew Valley 1.6 update.
Yeah!
Yay!
Oh my god. Talk about a novel of the patch notes.
Yeah, we're not gonna read through this changelog.
That will take a whole hour.
I will put a link to it on our Discord.
Yeah, and I'll put it in the episode description as well.
But yeah, Concerned Ape once again popped off.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And I want to say something too before we get into this so that I can just get this out of the way and move on from it. Because the most recent big update for Stardew Valley included Ginger Island, which was huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to throw a blanket statement out there. This is for me personally. I was underwhelmed by the content of this update because there wasn't as much new, there weren't as many like new places, you know, and like bigger things. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of stuff in it, but a lot of stuff that didn't appeal to me. So as we go through some of this and we talk about it, I just wanted to get that out there so I don't say it every single time we talk about something new.
I love this update.
Yeah.
I love I figured you would. And it's also some of like the really small things too. I'm like, oh, I love this new tiny thing.
Exactly. And I am not that person at all. And I also, you started, because one of the big things was a new farm.
Yes.
And so you started a new farm, and I'm sure tons of people did, you know, almost everybody.
It was recommended to start a new save file for this update.
So what I did was I actually started on my oldest save file so that I could see some of that end game stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I've checked out some of the later content stuff, and my game was in winter at that time, so I got to see some of the winter stuff too.
Oh,
including
cool.
All the new NPC outfits.
Nice. Oh my god.
Yeah. So I was like, that'll balance it out a little bit and then kind of get a jump start on it.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, do we want to kind of high level go through just kind of like the new content and features portion?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, like Mackenzie mentioned, there is a new farm type. It's called the Meadowlands Farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, especially if you are like a replayer of Stardew Valley, because you start with a coop and two chickens. So it kind of gets that, you know, monotony of like your initial setup part done for you a little bit.
Yes.
And it's really cute farm layout too. It's like, it has a smaller like farming area because the focus of it is really more for ranching.
Mm-hmm.
And it has this pretty blue grass that the animals eat. It's really fun. I really like it.
Yeah. It is a very cute farm. So I also want to say too, I did watch a video of a guy who played through a bunch of the new stuff so that I was like,
mm-hmm.
I knew what was going on. I watched that before we started recording today. So,
okay,
but yeah, that farm is very cute.
Yeah, I love it. I love my little chickens. I'm building my little barn now. So fun.
Yeah.
But we also have just like new events and things.
Mm-hmm.
There's the new desert festival, which you can do once the bus is repaired because it's over in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
There's two mini fishing festivals, one in the summer, and then I'm not sure when Squid Fest is.
It's in the winter.
Okay.
So I can talk a little bit about Squid Fest and some of the new items that I saw in this video I watched that make it a lot better. So Squid Fest, they put bait in the water at the beach so that squids are active all day instead of just at night. And when you catch a squid, depending on the quality of it, you'll get points, and you exchange those points for like prizes, or like you just unlock prizes basically from this little guy. And that's it. That's literally it.
That's cool.
So yeah,
it's really like cool. A real life bass fishing tournament.
Yeah. And it's a festival. We don't have a lot of those, but the trout derby is one of them. And then at some of the other festivals, sometimes there will be like really NPC NPCs that are just like tourist or like out of town visitor. And so yeah. at these festivals, there's a bunch of people that are there for this fishing tournament that have different, like, this is the angler and fishermen and the fishing sisters. So like, cute. There's just like these random, like, unnamed NPCs that are there. So, but it was really casual. But one of the cool items that I saw, and this is where, because I'm not that competitive, I guess, when I'm like trying to complete these games, and especially when it comes to fishing, I do not care. But one of the new items is something where you can put bait in for a specific type of fish.
Yes.
Or like you put a fish in and it gives you bait for that specific type of fish.
Yeah.
So then you use that in conjunction with the squid festival and it is a lot better. You get a lot more points and stuff like that. So that stuff is really, really cool.
Yeah, that's one of the new items. Mm-hmm.
There's so much of this is like enhancing end game experiences, in my opinion, and like giving you more things to work for that make the grind less grindy, you know, or like make it a little bit more involved instead of like, okay, I guess I just have to go to the beach every night and hope I catch an iridium squid or whatever. Like, it yeah. gives you a better way to do it than just grinding on the same stuff all the time.
Yeah. You know? It's called a bait maker and you unlock mm-hmm. it. I want to say level 5 fishing, but I don't quote me on that. I have unlocked it, but Willie also sells bait. And so I've been buying that a lot, just trying to finish up, like, what are they called? The little help wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, if somebody wants 4 sardines, and Willie happens to be selling sardine bait that day, I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, completing the community board stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, he had pufferfish bait. Already done with that. Already Amazing. Got my pufferfish done.
That was something, when I was watching this video, he made this comment a couple of times, that a lot of the stuff in this update made a year one, like, complete perfectionist run, with the exception of, like, Kent, made everything else actually achievable in year one, which is yeah. really, really cool. Because we were literally just talking about this the other day about, like, is there anything that you have to wait for on a, like, a timeline, like, until the next year besides, like, the Grandpa Shrine, you know, in Kent? So there's not any, like, other stuff that's hard locked by, like, the first year, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I feel like fishing is just, like, easier now.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't see, unless I just skimmed over this huge novel, I didn't see anything about that in the balance changes, but I don't know, maybe I'm just a gamer
We're
now.
So good at fishing. I will say, when I was fishing, I kind of forgot, because the last game that I really played fishing in was Coral Island, which we talked about it then, is so much more casual. Like, there's, yeah. you have to try to fail when you're fishing in Coral Island, basically. And I kind of forgot that when I was playing this game. So there were some times where I would hear it bite, and I'd just like, do, 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 and then nothing happened. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is, like, click. Timed. I gotta interact with this game.
Mm-hmm. When I was catching my pufferfish, I don't think I breathed. I don't think I blinked. Yeah. But it was fun. No. I love
it. Well, and squid are also kind of a more difficult fish yes. to catch, so that was definitely, like, a... I felt,
yeah,
like,
it seems like attacked. A very stressful festival. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, like, squid are more active, but you're not only catching squid. So, mm-hmm. like, every time I caught a fish, it was very obvious from the beginning whether or not it was a squid. Yeah. Because it was like, oh, he's just chilling. It's not a squid. But I also got a bobber. I got the sonar bobber. Again, mm-hmm. this could be an old item. I couldn't
nope,
tell you.
It's new.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I love it. It's so cool. Not that, like, again, not that I was that invested in fishing, but it is nice to kind of see what the fish was. Which I think if I was trying to catch something that was more difficult to catch, I think it would piss me off. Like, if I was trying to catch something that was, like, on my list or trying to complete something and I could see that I had the right fish and then I didn't catch it, I think I'd be mad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is really cool. So
yeah. Yeah. The sonar bobber is cool. Mm-hmm. Tells you what fish is on your line. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got. We've made it through 2 items on this list.
We're so good at lists. Well, the mastery system is the big one.
Yes. So. I love this whole new mastery system and book stuff. Like, mm-hmm. Love it.
Yes. I think I've read 3 books so far. And then I've unlocked 1 mastery thing. Ooh. And total game changer. And I unlocked the mining mastery one.
Okay.
And I don't remember what all of them said, but I do remember that the mining mastery one does unlock a trinket slot, which are trinkets nice. New? I don't know. But so I have this trinket slot and I have my first little trinket in there and it's a fairy that heals me when I'm in combat. Total That's game changer. Cool. Oh my God. Because
it's like you're playing Zelda.
Yeah. So she's this little fairy that follows me around. And the trinkets have levels, by the way. So okay. I have a little level 1 fairy. And you can level them up or you can get some that are different levels. Very cool. There's a bunch of different trinkets. I saw that there's like a little frog that follows you around. What was the other one that he had? It's like another one, you know, but the fairy one is really, really good, especially when you're going into like a combat mm-hmm. zone. The only time after I equipped her, and she's just a level 1 fairy, the only time after I equipped her that I almost died was because I was ignoring 3 little flying flame guys in the volcano, gosh, and they were all attacking me, and I was like, oh, I guess I have to pay attention to these guys now. So, but no, she was really, really handy. So,
yeah, I think really trinkets cool. are new. They're 7 trinkets, which grant powers related to combat, mm-hmm. are on the new item list. So. Yeah. But you unlock the mastery system after you're level 10 with the skill, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just a little cave that you go into, and then there's a little thing for each one. And you just have to get any experience in any of the skills. And there's like a little bar, and you get like when you get this much experience, you get to unlock one of those little mastery things. And it'll have sometimes they'll have different recipes or specific items, and then kind of like a boon kind of thing, like the trinket slot. So
gotcha. That's cool.
Yeah. Really, really cool.
And then the books. So a bookseller comes twice mm-hmm. every season now, and you can buy books from him. They're very expensive. Yeah. But they grant you like permanent boosts, but you can also find them
just, out and about.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. randomly, like when you're chopping trees, doing whatever. So, like, I found one that, like, increases my chance to get more wood when I'm chopping or something like that. There's one that permanently increases your run speed. One that makes running through grass faster.
One that makes your horse run faster, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, amazing stuff.
Yeah, all sorts of cool stuff. But yeah, I just love that he added that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
New NPC dialogues, which has been very nice.
Oh, yeah. Because eventually it's like, I got it. I've freaking talked to this person 8 times, you know, and this is all that they have to say.
Yes. Yeah. You can have multiple pets now. Big news. You can also have pet turtles. And he added 2 new cats and dogs
yes.
that you can choose from for your mm-hmm. starter. And yep. you can move your little pet bowl around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not stuck in that one spot forever.
Yeah. So this is another reason why I wanted to play on my older one, because you can't get a second pet until you max out your hearts on your first pet. Mm-hmm. So on my older save, obviously, I maxed out with my little orange cat. And so I got a dog, which was very fun. So now I have a little dog that kind of looks like Cambry. It's very Aww, cute. So yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started my save with one of the new cats, the pretty white one.
Yes. So, I almost got the white cat because she was so cute.
Yes. Love.
I also will say I'm used to the cat meowing in the background, but as somebody who in real life has a dog that almost never barks. Mm-hmm. Having a dog on my farm that barks, it's already annoying. I hear it and it's like so jarring. I'm like, what is that?
So how did you get him? Is it through like Marnie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to build the second pet bowl first through Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's super cheap. It's like 10 hardwood or something. And it's built instantly. And then you just go down to Marnie and talk to her. And then, then you just adopt a pet and they just show up. It's great.
Okay, cool. So it's
and like they go inside and outside too, which is really nice. So, nice. Which I think is an older update, but it's been a while. So,
yeah, I think they always went inside.
Really?
Like during like the rain.
My cat was never inside.
I don't know. I think so. Maybe.
Maybe my cat just loves the rain.
Maybe. So it's like an adoption thing through Marnie. She doesn't have mm-hmm. like a whole pet store going on now.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no.
Where is there the option to adopt a turtle?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it had all of the options there. There's only two turtles. There's like a green one and a purple one, I think.
Cute.
I can't remember because I was like, I don't want one.
Are they a dog. Like tortoises and they like walk around?
I don't know. I would assume so because why would you have one in a tank?
I Google it.
Yeah. But no, I've got a little black and white dog. I say little. It's a big black and white dog with a little red bandana. So cute. Makes me think I need to get a red bandana for my dog.
Yeah, he's like a tortoise that walks around.
Aww.
Oh, I love that.
So
oh my gosh. This person has like four.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. This person has like 12 pets.
Oh my gosh.
That's funny. Oh, the other thing with pets is you can put hats mm-hmm. on your cats and dogs now. That yep. was a big thing that everybody was looking forward to.
Yeah. Because you've been able to put hats on your children, you know.
Yeah.
I've got horrifying hats on my children. So
one of you're mine a cool has these, mom.
One of mine has like these little Mickey Mouse ears. So they just kind of look like a little mouse. That's and the cute. Other one has this skull face. It's so good. Because it's legitimately scared me on multiple occasions. Because they run. First of all, the children run so fast. This is so not fast. New content. But the children run so fast. And so maybe seeing this thing running in a dark room with this skull mask. Very scary. And now, I've got these big empty rooms on my house because I expanded all of the spaces. And so sometimes the kids will just be standing alone in the middle of an empty room. And I'm like, that's so creepy.
Oh, man. And then pets can also give you gifts. If
yeah.
Yeah.
I got seaweed from my cat the other day.
Aww.
Yeah.
He brought me like, a gift.
Where did you get this?
Just like a real cat.
Literally. Here's this gross damp thing for you.
Right. The world map now shows your actual location.
Mm-hmm. Instead of just being like, you're on your farm. You're in Pelican Town. Like, that's it. Now yeah. it shows you like where in those areas you are.
Yes, very nice. And then he mm-hmm. also added a world map for Ginger Island.
Yes, which is crazy that he didn't have that before.
I know.
It's like, I remember being very frustrated by it before, but I'm like, I can't believe that that wasn't like what?
Yeah. And then, like Mackenzie mentioned, NPCs now have winter outfits.
They're lovely. So cute.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Haley's is my favorite. She has this like cute little camel coat on and like little matching earmuffs and like, that's adorable. So cute. Oh, and actually Sam's is really cute. He's got a little beanie on that like pushes his hair down and like, so cute. Yeah.
Cute.
So they're adorable. A lot of them are kind of like in the same vein where like it's the same color palette or they just like honestly, like you can tell like they're wearing a scarf, but like mostly looks the same, but it's very, very cute. So Shane's got a beanie.
Nice.
I think Sebastian has a beanie.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was like, oh, JC's going to love this. One of her favorite boys got their beanies on. Whoa.
Oh, man. And then festivals now have map and dialogue changes every second year. So that's cool. Keeps mm-hmm. it fresh.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a Joja parrot.
Amazing. I didn't get a lot of the Ginger Island content from the last patch completed.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, well, let me try to do some of that. Since that's, like, for me, like, a bigger gameplay goal, you know?
Right.
This Joja parrot, very handy because some of these are very difficult to get.
The walnuts.
It's also very expensive. I think, I haven't done, like, the firm math on it, but I want to say it's 20,000 gold per golden walnut that you don't have.
Oh my gosh.
You can't say, like, just get me five. Like, it's like, you have to get all of the ones that you have. So when I first went and talked to this parrot, it was going to cost me 880,000 gold.
Jeez.
To get. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh, God. And so I've gotten a couple more golden walnuts, and so it's gone down a lot. But I still think I'm in, like, the 400s, maybe. So I don't know. It's crazy expensive, but it is worth it, in my opinion, because having gone through this, it's hard. I don't know how anybody was supposed to do this without a guide, if I'm being honest. So, oh, another big one, the prize machine in Lewis's
yes,
house.
I love the prize machine.
So cool. I've gotten to use it twice, and I'm like, oh, this is nice. This
some
is
good
fun.
Rewards in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, one of the other things, we'll get to it, I think, in a minute. Yeah. It's coming up.
But the prize machine is you get these prize tickets sometimes mm-hmm. when you
for completing the like the big request things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like the community board request, and then
yeah, that's what it is.
When later in the game after you've completed your community center and you have that bigger job board, you'll get mm-hmm. them with that as well.
Yep.
Man, you get fruit trees in that thing. You mm-hmm. get the brand new mystery boxes in yep. that thing. Which are, they act kind of like geodes, except it could be, like, anything in there.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I think I've gotten two so far. So, I feel like I wasn't blown away with the rewards, but they were pretty nice. So, actually, yeah. I say that, I think one of them was a prismatic shard, so.
Oh. Pff.
Yeah. That's I know. I was like, they weren't that great. Only the most rare item in the entire game, basically.
Then added a big tree with a quest line, which ultimately gives you some new neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited to see that.
Yeah. Do you know where the big tree is?
Is it up in the...
No.
By Lewis's?
It is... You know where that cherry blossom tree is in the Cinderstap Forest? By where uh-huh. the traveling merchant comes? It's right down there. Like, you'll go down there and you can't miss
it. Tree.
Yeah. That guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it is very cute because I did watch kind of what it was in the video. Do you want to talk about it at all, or do you want to be spoiler free?
Ooh, I don't know.
Well, I'll say it kind of without spoiling too much. So you get new neighbors after this event, and it does unlock a shop and like some other minor quest stuff. Yeah.
Ooh.
So it unlocks some new items. I want to say you can buy seeds from them. There's like some other new rarer items that you can get from them. So it's very cool. New hats from them. Yeah.
New hats.
Yeah. New hats is a big one from this update. And as somebody who has like an outfit that I really like how it looks, I'm not that interested in the hats, but they did have some cute ones.
Hat Mouse has some competition.
Yeah.
He added four new crops.
Yeah.
So carrots, which are spring, summer squash, broccoli and powder melon mm-hmm. and you can't purchase them from the store.
Yeah. So did you find any carrot seeds?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There's a new little
wormy
guy,
worms.
And they're green, and those are the ones that have the seeds in them, which is really
yes.
cool.
Yeah.
And then they also show up highlighted green once you have unlocked the thing where it'll show you like where those guys are, like, on your screen.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they do show up differently. So that way, if you're like, I don't need any more artifacts or clay, but I do want seeds, you can tell, like, which ones are seeds even before you can see them, which is cool.
That's so dang cool.
Yeah. So I've harvested some powder melons. They're very cute. They look kind of like pumpkins, but they're, like, Cinderella blue. They're very
ooh,
pretty.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I like. Yeah.
They're very cool. And also, when I read this, I literally was like, what do you mean we've never had carrots?
That I know, right?
Blew my mind. That's like the starter crop in every farming game. And I was like, nope. We've never had carrots before.
Nope. We do turnips here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the carrots are nice because it's only a 3-day growing cycle.
Yeah, I think the powder melons are like 7, so they took a little bit.
Yeah, the summer squash are a bit longer.
Yeah.
I want to say they're like 9, but they're one of the ones that like keep producing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The powder melons are not. They're a one-time harvest thing, but I've got so many freaking seeds, so, and then I'm just keeping some to make seeds with for the next year.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then also with seeds, this is one of my favorite things about the update, is there are just how you have your like wild seeds where you don't know what they are to, you know, you plant them. He added the same thing, but specifically for flowers.
Yes.
So you can find little flower seeds, and I love them. Let's see. And then he also added 4 new home renovations.
So I've done all of those.
Nice. So there's dining room, attic, expanded corner room, and cubby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The cubby is my favorite because it just added a little spot. Like when you come in the front door, it's like, I'll say like kind of like 2 squares in, and then it's kind of like a little spot. Nice. And that's where I've been putting my chests for like kind of like dropping items so I can come inside and like put all my crafting materials and stuff like that. But I don't have anything. Yeah, I don't have anything else in any of the other spaces. And they're gigantic, by the way. They're huge. Like the cubby is kind of small. It's like, I don't know, maybe like 5x6. These other spaces are huge. And I don't know what I'm going to put in them because I already felt like my other rooms were like poorly decorated. So I'm like, what am I supposed to do here?
You can also move your house now.
Yeah.
Another little house thing. Just super awesome. And then he added all sorts of new items. We talked about a couple already, but like a big chest. So it's double the size of a normal chest. A dehydrator, which you can put fruit or mushrooms into. A mushroom log. I just put a couple of those on my farm. Love them. A heavy furnace, which is just like a furnace, but, you know, you can make more bars at a time. A fish smoker, which doubles the price, or, yeah, the value of a fish. And if you start a new Riverlands farm, your farm will start with one of those on it.
Oh, cool.
A new sign type that you can put text on, an anvil, which allows you to reroll trinkets.
Yes, so which I'm about to use that.
Yeah, so. To get rid of your fairy.
I want to learn more about what rerolling does and if that's how you, like, level them up or if that just means, like, it changes the trinket to a different trinket or, like, like, I want to know more about that before I reroll it because I love my trinket. And if it levels it up, awesome. But if it changes it to a different one, I don't want that. I need the health, please. So
yeah. I would think it would give you a different one, but I don't know. Then a mini forge, which acts as a dwarvish forge. Statue of Blessing, which grants a random blessing each day. Statue of the Dwarf King, which allows you to select 1 of 2 mining buffs for the day. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
A tent kit, which lets you build a tent and sleep in that for one night.
Which I did see something that only lets you sleep outside. It doesn't let you sleep, like, in a cave. Because we talked about that the other day. I was like, oh my gosh, in a mine, that'd be amazing. But I think it's only outside. So.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, but it could. I mean, that is still really helpful because then you can camp out outside the freaking stupid cave in the desert that I've never beat, so, you know, get an early start on it, beat the bus.
Really push the limits of the day, not have to run home before 2.
Yeah.
A treasure totem, which spawns a ring of diggable. That's a fun word.
Spot. Dig it.
get off those hoes. Oh. Oh. mystic seeds, which grow a unique tree that can be tapped.
I want this tree so bad.
I don't even know what it looks like.
I think it's blue. Cool. A lot of things in this update are blue. So there's like the new blue hay for the chickens, with the chickens. And then the new mystic seed is blue. And I want to know if it has a fruit, but it doesn't say it has a fruit. So
oh, I got a mystic seed.
Yeah, and you can also get one from one of the mastery things. You can get one.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I think I got mine from like a geode or maybe a mystery box. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, probably a mystery box, I bet.
Yeah. But that makes mystic syrup, I would assume. A deluxe bait, so new bait type. Challenge bait. Which sounds intense. It allows for up to 3 fish to be caught at once, but loses 1 each time a fish leaves the bobber bar.
Yeah, that'd mess me up.
Sounds right up Mackenzie's alley.
At the end of it, they actually take fish out of my inventory. The fish comes up and they're like, actually, you don't deserve these other fish either. Snatch.
A deluxe worm bin, which makes the deluxe bait. Then the books we were talking about, there's 19 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. And then there's also skill books, which grant, you know, it's just like in Sims, you know, you get experience with that skill.
Which is really handy with the mastery thing, too.
Oh, okay. So, mm-hmm. There's a book of stars, which grants experience in all skills. And then there is moss, this new resource type. And you'll notice, like, some of those trees will start looking kind of, like, greenish or whatever. You can hit those with your scythe or your axe, and the moss will come off of them.
Yeah.
But the big moss thing is the new green rain weather that you get sometimes in summer, which I did experience.
Was it cool? Was it creepy?
It was cool.
I feel like it's, like, creepy.
It was a little creepy. So, like, this weird weather happens, whatever. And then you get a letter from Gus saying, you know, he'll keep the saloon open all day for everybody to, like, take shelter in.
Yeah.
And so it's cool because everybody has unique dialogues that day. And, like, Leah's just chilling out in her cabin, like, man, this is pretty cool. And then Robin and Sebastian and Maru are all, like, down in Sebastian's room because Robin's freaking out.
So this event, it's very interesting because this event, it's raining and everything is green. So, like, the sky is green and, like, there's, like, this kind of green haze, which if you live in Tornado Alley, it's like, oh, that's why they're taking shelter because that's what it looks like when a tornado is coming. So, like, yeah, of course they're all hiding in the basement and together because they're like, oh, a tornado.
Right. Yeah. But then Demetrius is outside in a full hazmat suit collecting samples.
Yeah. So funny.
So that's funny. And then a whole bunch of people are in the saloon and, like, some of them are freaking out. And so Mayor Lewis is like, I'm sure this is fine. I just don't want, you know, everybody to get into a panic and whatever.
And you come storming in covered in green water and you're like, look what I found. It's moss.
Yeah, I think when you talk to Haley, she's like, it must be fine. I mean, you've been out in it all day. Yeah, or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool, but it spawns all of this grass and big bushes and moss and whatever. So
and those weird, crazy trees.
Yes, these big swirly trees will spawn in town, and those, if you chop them down, give you fiddlehead ferns.
Which are so difficult to get, I feel like. Yeah. So it's amazing.
So it's a great way to get those quicker than other than you having to level up your axe to silver.
Yeah.
And get them in the hidden forest.
Yeah.
But yeah, tons of moss with that. And then that's when I got a lot of my mixed flower seeds too. And then there's, like, new recipes for, like, moss stuff. Like, there's a soup you can make and some other things that when you craft them need moss. Like, I think the new mushroom crafting logs
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Need some moss. But yeah, it was really interesting. It was cool.
Yeah.
I the thing I liked most about it, other than I could get the Fiddlehead Ferns, was, you know, the townspeople doing something different. And then yes. the next day, they had unique dialogues again. Yeah. Like, oh, man, that was
so
crazy.
So refreshing. You
know? Yes.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's just nice to have new dialogue, new stuff, especially, you know, when you have X amount of hours in the game.
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
Then he added raisins. Don't know what those do. Do you know what those do?
I do. Do you want me to tell you? It's not that crazy. You give them to the, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on their name. The Junimos. You give them to the Junimos and they like harvest more stuff. Like it like gives them like a boost basically. So yeah.
And like if you have a Junimo hut on your farm.
Yeah.
How cute.
Yeah, very cute.
You can also fish up jellies. Mm-hmm. So there's different ones for the different fishing areas.
And it says jelly, but it's not like jelly in a jar, because I got the sea jelly. It's like jelly, like if you're just, it's like a loose, it's like
an goop. Amorphous blob.
Yeah.
Like you just eat it on up.
Like when you go to the ocean and you see kind of like weird goop, like that's what I felt like it was.
Exactly.
I was like, why do I have this?
Right. Yeah, fireworks. Stardrop tea, which is a universally liked gift. And then 25 new hats.
Yeah.
280 new furniture items.
So much furniture.
New furniture catalogs, which have themed furniture sets, 41 new floor styles, 24 new wallpaper styles, golden animal crackers. I'm not sure where those come in. Mannequins, which can be dressed.
I would like to say something about the mannequins.
Yes.
They move at night. They're alive. Sometimes they have eyes when you wake up.
Oh my gosh.
Hell no. Sometimes they'll steal your clothes off of your body while you're sleeping.
That little stinker.
Yeah, you say that makes it sound cute. Like, you're like, oh, what a goofy little guy. I saw these in a shop somewhere. I don't remember where, probably from, like, the traveling merchant or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't really need that. And then it was when I was watching this video, and it was edited from a stream, and one of the people in chat told him to, like, watch them when he's sleeping, you know? And then I saw how creepy they were, and I'm like, well, that's never going in my house. So, yeah, hell no.
He was getting some experiencing in for Haunted Chocolatier.
Well, and that's something that he said, too, is that a lot of this stuff seems inspired by some of the things in Haunted Chocolatier. So, like, that. And then one of the trinkets is a quiver that lets you, like, fire faster or something. Mm-hmm. There's something else that he said seemed kind of, like, inspired by Haunted Chocolatier as well, too. So,
I'm sure. Okay. I'm sure while he's working on it, he's like, oh, this would, you know, work in Stardew if I just tweaked this. And
yeah. I think there's, like, I want to say I read something about there being, like, some dialogue or, like, some new secrets or, like, notes or something that, like, very specifically reference Haunted Chocolatier. And I haven't found any of those or seen any of that yet, but I think there are some, like, not even things that are, like, just inspired by it, but, like, explicit references to it. So
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's neat. And that means it's all in, you know, the same universe.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Mannequins. Okay. You can purchase spouse portraits.
They're kind of boring. Sam's. Yeah, I can buy Sam's. And it's literally just like a little portrait. And it's just like of their normal character, like, sprite. And I'm just kind of like, I don't want that. Like, I don't know. It seems weird. Like, I don't know.
I want to say I heard that two people's were, like, really cool, and then everybody else's were kind of boring.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm making that up.
I just feel like Leah would have a cool one, and Elliot would have a cool name. Oh, yeah. Emily's might be cool. But, yeah, no. Sans was boring, and I just was like, I don't want this.
Right.
If it's in his cute little beanie, I would buy it. But it's just, like, his normal spiky hair, and I'm like,
yeah.
Eh.
Yeah. I can just look at you, you know.
Exactly.
He added butterfly powder, which allows you to remove a pet. So,
yeah,
you know, naturally, if you can add pets, Put in a way to remove them. A blue grass starter, which is just like normal grass starter, but for the blue stuff. And then secret items.
Yeah.
And then there's a new fish type. Mm-hmm. He added some new remix bundles, which if you don't know what remix bundles are, because I was talking to my cousin, and she's played Stardew for a while, and she didn't know about that. When you start a new game, there's a little button, the lower left-hand side, that lets you change some of your game settings for that save. And one of those is choosing to do a remixed bundle for the community center rather than
the same standard
the default one. Yeah. And then there's also an option with that to make sure that whatever remix bundle you get can be completed within a year. So if you're trying to do that kind of challenge. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love the remix bundles because it
just more interesting. Yeah.
Breaks up the monotony.
Yes.
I forgot to turn it on when I started my new save, but that's all right. I'll do more saves. I know I will.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You can upgrade your pan tool now.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Which is important because there's, like, some special stuff now that you can pan only in specific areas, I think.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and next one is you can enchant them with archaeologists, generous fisher, and reaching. So geared towards different things, I would assume.
Yeah.
He changed around the menu a bit.
It's so good. It's so good. Nice. It's amazing. One of the coolest things is now, so you have like your standard inventory as your first menu, and then you go over to skills, and that used to have like this wallet section that would have like items that you've unlocked but aren't like
the Skull Cavern key.
Exactly. And now that's in its own spot. And then now at the bottom, it gives you kind of like completion stuff. So it'll tell you how many community center bundles you have.
What level in the mines you've gotten down to.
Yep. Your level of mastery completion. So it's got a bar for that so I can see like how close to that I am. There was something else on there. But the big one is when there are gift-giving events, it'll tell you who your person is without having to go check your notes again.
Oh, that's nice.
So for the Star Festival, the Winter Star Festival in winter, mm-hmm. I got my little note that said Marnie is my special gift person. And now when I go to that tab, it shows her with like a little gift next to it. So it's
that's
like,
cool.
This is who you're giving a gift to. Don't forget about it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's super nice. So,
yeah. It is really cool.
Yeah. And he also added an animals tab.
Yes. Which is crazy. I'm like, that wasn't there before. I guess they were all in the social tab, right? Is that where they were?
There was
somewhere where you could see them, I thought.
I don't know.
I thought you could see them, but maybe not.
Yeah. But it'll tell you
if you've pet them.
Yeah.
And stuff. Maybe that is new, actually.
Heart level. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really nice.
It is nice. Your farm computer can now be used anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I have a farm computer.
I don't think I've ever gotten one.
What? I was like, I must have one of these by now. No, I don't.
Yeah. They're expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can use the mini jukebox on Ginger Island. there's a new interaction with your horse. He added a new side tunnel to the quarry mine.
Yes.
I have not unlocked yet, so tell me about that.
It's very convenient. I'm pretty sure this is what I was talking about. But right below the quarry, there's that spot when you're in Pelican Town where the river goes up, it's like, and there's like on either side of it, there's like a path,
mm-hmm.
and the other side didn't have anything. And this one just was like the one wide staircase that you could go up, you know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Now there's a cave on the other side, and when you go up that, it puts you out in the quarry.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really handy. And I don't know if this is new on this one. I don't see it on this list, so I must have missed it in a previous one. But now there's a staircase above the bus stop. I don't know if that's new or if that was in a previous update, but now when you go, like, above the bus stop, you know, like you're going to Robin's Hut, there's a staircase there that you can just, like, go down into the bus stop. So you can run... You know where the bus stop is? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. They take it to the desert? Yeah.
I guess it's...
You mean the train station?
No, not the train station. It's the... you know when you run to the area next to the bus stop? It's that area. Like, you can come down from that overpass thing directly onto the road. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, you go north on your farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you go across that spot, there's a staircase now.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't think there is one on mine. Weird. So that must unlock.
From something. I did hear a weird noise one night, and I didn't know what it was. So, and
it wasn't the big tree. That's happened to me a couple times. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. If it's important, I'll notice, but.
Exactly. I think that must have been it, because I feel like it said, like, a new way is unlocked or something like that.
Okay.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another thing, as you're doing stuff throughout the day, you'll get this little dialogue that says, there's something new for you to sleep on or something like that. And that means that you're going to level up in that skill, whatever you're doing. So if
that's
you're like.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's nice. So if you're like fishing, it's like, huh. You've thought of a new idea to sleep on, so then you know you're going to level up that night in fishing or whatever.
That's really convenient, because then you can say, like, oh, I think I'm close, but you'll know for sure.
Yes.
If you're going to. That's really cool.
Right. Yeah. When you complete the community center, the fish tank becomes an actual fish tank now. Really? It's not just a big bucket of water.
Mm-hmm.
Added more secrets and Easter eggs. 8 new achievements.
The secrets and Easter eggs one gets me, because I literally don't know how you find secrets or Easter eggs, or how you know what is a secret or an Easter egg.
There's a whole just secrets, like, tab.
I guess that's true. But we know I'm not good at that. But then I'm like, but how do you find them? I'm struggling to find golden walnuts. I have the list so I can go and find them. I'm cheating, you know? So I'm like, how do you find secrets without looking it up, you know? How does the first person find the secrets?
You'll That's find them in, like, the mines or in, like, the treasure spots.
Yeah. But I'm always just like, how do you – you just have to go do it. I guess you have to go play the game a bunch or whatever.
Yeah, you just got
to
play the game. yeah, 8 new achievements, 4 new cabin variants.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Few more accessory options and character creation. I don't know how much there used to be and whatnot, but
there's so many. I don't know how you could possibly remember what's new.
There are over 100 tops.
Yeah.
I went through all of them, and then I didn't even bother changing my pants. I was like, this shirt goes with these default pants, and that's cool.
Yeah.
Added a new bobber machine in Willy Shop with 39 bobber styles to choose from.
Yeah, it's just a little aesthetic thing. And you can set it to random, so when you fish, it just does a random one every time, which
That's
is really cute.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Added a cameo appearance to Maru's 14 Heart event.
I want to know what it is.
I'm going to have to look it up, because I'm never marrying this girl.
Oh, no, me neither.
Emily has a new rare socialized daily quest. If you've completed the introduction quest, you can add anchors, treasure chests, and pearls to fish tanks. That's pretty cute.
Zhuzh them up.
Mm-hmm. Pierre sells some random items at the Winter Star booth. Added a jingling sound when running with the Cinder Clown shoes on.
That's so funny.
Seems important to add to the game.
Exactly.
Baby Toss now has a chance to crit.
What is Baby Toss?
I don't know.
We have to figure out what Baby Toss is.
Yes. added a skull cavern statue that can be used to toggle hard mode in the skull cave.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'll just take your word for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Added additional chests to skull cavern levels 200 and 300. That's wild.
Yeah.
Added unique skull cavern chest appearance for level 100, 200, and 300 chests. Added a high note, C5, if you want to be specific, to the flute block. and then added iridium golem to wilderness farm. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
So, a lot of cool stuff. And that is just the new content and features section of the 1.6 changelog. There's a whole section for visual improvements. The waterfalls.
I was going to say, God. We don't have to talk about a lot of them, but we got to talk about the waterfalls. They're beautiful.
Beautiful. Love
when
it.
We were looking at this the other day, it was like added waterfalls. And I was like, where are they even going to put those? And then also like, I have like, I don't know, visual object permanence issues, I think sometimes, because I couldn't tell you what was in these spaces before.
Right.
There were waterfalls there. But they're so gorgeous. They're amazing. So,
yes.
Yeah, very happy with them. I didn't think I was going to be that impressed by them. Like, oh, whatever. No, they look so good.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things about the update.
Yeah, the first time I saw one, I was like, oh, this is incredible.
Yep. There were changes to multiplayer, so you can now have up to eight players.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people farming.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this one I noticed because I was playing in winter. It now gets dark an hour earlier in winter, and having just come out of the time change, like, holy cow, it's too real, and I hate it. I hate it so much. I literally constantly am like, oh my gosh, it's getting late. No, it's 6 o'clock. Like, it was so frustrating. I'm ready for winter to be over because it's so annoying that I just came out of winter, it being dark at 5:30. And I'm over it. And now in the game, it's like, surprise, it's dark. And it's only 6 o'clock now. And I'm like, get out of here with that.
Seasonal depression in the game.
Literally, I was like, you have to be joking. So I spent a lot of time on Ginger Island, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like in summer, it's lighter longer, too. But that might be in my head.
Well, also might have been doing that from a previous update, too.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Let's see. And then there's balance changes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of changes to the recipe skill requirements. Some went up, some went down. So, like, the worm bin, you unlock that at level 4 now instead of level 8 fishing. That's very nice. But then some of these went up. So, like, survival burger. You have to be foraging level 8 now to unlock instead of 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of price changes on things. Item drop changes. All sorts of stuff.
Two big ones in the balance changes that I want to mention. Also, the farm animals now gain happiness. They gain a little bit of happiness if you close the animal door behind them at night.
Oh, which,
yeah,
I didn't
big deal
see that.
Because I literally never do that.
I know? Don't either.
Yeah. And then grass now survives in the winter, but it won't spread. And then cutting grass during winter is less effective. So when That's you have cool. like all of these huge fields of grass and then winter hits, it's all gone, you know, which was annoying. But now you can at least have it, you know, and be able to harvest it in the winter, even though it's less effective.
Man, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's, like, I didn't read through all this. There's so much.
Yeah, I just noticed those ones that really, like, jumped out at me. But yeah, really, I mean, a lot of really cool quality of life stuff. And just, like, kind of more minor changes, which is why I personally wasn't as impressed by this as somebody who doesn't play this as, like, a daily kind of game. Like, the last time I played this was months ago, you know?
Hmm.
So when there wasn't, like, a big new like, place to explore. Like, Ginger Island was, like, wow, excellent for me, you know? But with this one, it kind of was just more, like, small stuff. And as somebody who can't remember, like, all the crops, I just got a stupid achievement yesterday, mm-hmm. which is, like, a regular achievement. I got the ship 300 of one crop yesterday. And it wasn't because, like, I didn't make 300 of one crop. It's just because, like, at a certain point, I'm like, well, why am I just shipping the plain crop instead of turning it into something else, like an artisan good, you know? So I only had to ship 16 more of something. And so, like,
wow.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was so close. So there's, like, a ton of stuff like that, that for me, these kinds of improvements are so, like, out of the realm of things that I'm interested in that, like, I want to go through this and be a little bit more intentional about, like, trying to, like, I don't know, like, sink my claws into that kind of stuff. But yeah, if you're looking for something like major, like a whole new place to explore and like a whole bunch of crazy things, like this is not the update for you. This is an update for if you're like, oh, I love this game. I love doing the farming and production and like, I don't know. I think suggesting that you play it from a new farm works better for this update because you get to kind of like interact with some of these improvements more, you know?
It's so lovely. I love
it. Yeah, it's really good, for sure.
Yeah. And then a bunch of bug fixes, too.
Oh, yeah.
All sorts of stuff. But, yeah, it's been really cool seeing people who have either never played Stardew before are starting to play it now with this update, mm-hmm. or people who, you know, kind of barely played it or played it years and years and years ago, starting it back up again. It's been really nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's made me want to, like, dig in more and kind of, like, do more stuff. Because, like, the house expansions, like I said, are huge. And I was like, what is the point of these? And then the guy whose video I was watching, he was like, well, this is going to be great for all of the new furniture items. You know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. Yep. So this is for people who, like, decorate their house more, you know?
For people who play the game.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I really want to kind of go through and, like, see some of the things that might get me more invested in it. But, like, there's just a lot of things that, like, the smelter that, like, smelts bars faster. I'm like, I don't know. That sounds cool, but, like, I feel like my regular ones do just fine, you know? Like, stuff like that where I'm like, I don't know. Oh, one of the other weird update, you can drink mayonnaise now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Like, what? So it's like, there's a bunch of, like, really weird kind of, like, little things like that that I'm like, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. He's just having fun.
Yeah. And there's a lot of this stuff that I think, if I played more, I would appreciate it more. I would love to play, like, a big multiplayer one. Like, farm and try to, like, get as much of this stuff as possible, you know? Just because, like, so many of the achievements, I just feel like are really difficult to do if you don't have, like, a fully automated farm system, which I refuse to do for some reason. Don't ask me about it, you know? But trying to manage my farm and doing anything on Ginger Island, I just was like, ugh, this is a slog, you know? So it's kind of, it's cool. I'm excited to kind of get in and like play it more again. So.
Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. My favorite game.
Yeah.
What can you say? I am excited. Ron and Chocolatier. You know, maybe now that he's done this big old update for Stardew, he'll dedicate more time to that. Maybe we'll get that this year.
How many hours do you have in Stardew Valley?
Well, I had a save file that had over 300 hours on it, and it got corrupted, so I completely lost that. And then on Steam, I have over 400 hours.
That's wild. And then
on my Switch, I have, I think, just over 100.
I only have 192 hours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just a baby.
Yeah. So now you can see why all of these like quality of life and like
she's like, oh, I've never even used that.
Exactly. I'm like, what do you mean?
I'm like, oh man, you can't pick up rugs anymore when there's stuff on it. That's amazing.
Yeah, that one, I will say, that one was incredible. Yeah. As somebody who, I've decorated a little bit, and I remember moving some furniture and trying to position like a table on a rug, and I remember getting mad about that too. Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, that's really nice. Oh,
but yeah.
You don't see your crab pots during the
festivals.
Festivals anymore. I love that.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, it's very nice.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've never played Stardew before, now is a great time to start. Mm-hmm. It's not an expensive game. It's like $15, I think. You know?
I can look right now.
And we've talked about
it before. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's only $15.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of content. $15.
Yeah.
And it's as indie of a game as you can get.
It's literally a guy.
One guy built it all. He added, like, I think 2 people to his team for Haunted Chocolatier. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's my favorite game.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's great. So I'm excited to play it a lot more. I do want to do more multiplayer stuff just because, like, I think it will take away some of the stress and, like, time management. Because that's, like, I feel like sometimes I'm like, I don't have enough hours in the day to do all the things that I need to do. So, but yeah.
Well, girl, start streaming and we can farm.
Yeah. That's a dream. So I think I'm going to start. This just in, guys. Mark your calendars. I'm going to start streaming, I think, this summer when Ben is off of work so that I don't feel bad about ignoring all of our animals. So that's the dream.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah. Do you have any other things you want to talk about this update or anything else?
I just love it.
Yeah. It's really fun. Man, I'm excited for spring. I'm excited to get into, like, spring and summer and, like, see some of the new spring and summer events. So, yeah.
It's fun. Yeah.
Oh, also, because I mentioned a couple times, a lot of stuff is, like, end-game content, which is why I wanted to play on my old save. Part of that, like, end-game qualifier is because some of this crap is expensive as hell.
Yeah,
by the way. Like, the house upgrades, expensive. The books, expensive.
Very expensive, yeah.
And, like, once you get into end-game, my farm is in year 4. I'm about to go into year 5. So, like, I'm selling iridium level wines and, like, fancy jams, like ancient fruit jam and stuff like that. Like, I have so much money. But even then, I was like, dang, this stuff's kind of expensive. And I couldn't afford this stupid Joja parrot to fight all my freaking walnuts. So, yeah, it's definitely, like, a lot of stuff that if you play the game a lot is very rewarding. Mm-hmm. Like, past kind of like a halfway point, I would say. So
I think a lot of this stuff, though, is really good beginning game because, like, when you find the random books and whatever, like, it helps you progress faster, I feel
That's
like.
So true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying so this is, like, a really well-balanced content.
Exactly.
Patch, actually. Yeah.
Yes. As always, chef's kiss, A++.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very good. So, well, cool. Well, yeah. If you guys are checking out the new Stardew Valley stuff and liking any of it, if there's anything that we missed or you thought is, like, way cooler than how we played it up to be, you know, let us know. But yeah, I'm excited to get back into it and play some more.
Yeah,
thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you on our next episode. Bye
bye.